With seemingly all eyes on today's midterm elections and the record turnout expected here and across the country today, we can forget that there's still a sizable part of the population that is not voting. In fact, that record turnout today would be around 50%. And when it comes to young people, that number will likely be lower. A new poll from AARP Arizona found that of more than 1,600 millennials surveyed, just slightly more than half said they'd vote today. And in the last midterm elections in 2014, only 18% of college students voted. So why are so many young people skipping the polls? We wanted to know, so we asked some KJZZ interns and found Jamie Keener and Jacob Montgomery. They're seniors at ASU, and they're both not voting. They came into our studios this week to talk about why. Here's Keener first.
I'm from a military background. I've moved around every 3 years for my entire life. You know, I was born in Japan. My parents actually are living in Japan right now. And I just happened to go to school in Arizona because of scholarship reasons. But because of that, I didn't qualify for in-state tuition in Arizona. I wasn't considered an Arizona resident. But I also wasn't a resident of anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that I would have gone to school in the United States, I would have paid out-of-state tuition because of my military background. And my parents, after I graduated high school, moved to California, but I still didn't qualify for residency in California either. So because of that, it's really hard to register as a voter in a state for the presidential election. I did it through an absentee ballot, so that was fine. But just because of that, too, I think it makes it a little more complicated. And just with those extra roadblocks on top of time and everything else that I'm doing, it's just like, oh, that's another thing I need to go check off the list, whereas there's more pressing things in my day-to-day life. And, you know, it is important to vote, and I really believe in the things that we're voting for in this election specifically. You know, I think there's a lot of really important policy that's going to play a part well into the future, and it is important. But, you know, it's just hard in my position.
So, Jacob, you're in a little bit of a different position. You're from Arizona. Tell us why you're not voting.
Well, I would say, honestly, it's kind of a similar situation to Jamie's as well. I mean, I'm a senior in college, and I'm taking a full schedule for my first semester and my last semester. So I've got a heavy course load, and I'm working on the side too because I got to pay my rent and my bills. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily not interested in politics. I am interested, and I do believe that we should exercise our right to vote. And it's a duty, honestly, to contribute, but to be honest, I mean, the things that I'm going to do in school and in my work are going to affect my life directly more than voting at this time period thing. And I mean, I do love my state of Arizona. I've lived here my whole life, but I don't necessarily know if I'm going to stay here after college. So that's something I'm also kind of taking into account. Any decision, any choices I make in these elections, I mean, I'm not necessarily going to see the effects of them because I might be leaving within a year.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you both are pretty well informed, like you follow the news, you know what's going on in Washington. So what do you say to folks who would listen to this and want to, you know, shake you and say, what are you doing? Why aren't you voting? You know, like, we need you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely out there. That's my mom and my whole family. My mom's been calling me every day. Did you register? And I'm like, no, like, I'm like, I'm sorry. And I do feel bad and guilty about it. But I just think that it's a lot more accessible to older people, for one. And I think also just the culture of ASU specifically. You know, I think we're kind of an anomaly. I don't think there's a ton of students that are necessarily involved as a whole. For the people, you know, that are like shaking us, it's kind of the culture that we're being brought up in. You know, there's a lot of people that are fighting and that are activists, but behind that, there's a lot of people that just don't care. A lot of our, you know, colleagues in school, they don't care. They don't know what's going on, and they'd rather not vote than vote uninformed, if
sure.
That makes sense.
I think I've heard that from a lot of young people, too. So is that what your friends tell you? Like, I just, you know, I don't live here. I'm not going to live here in a year.
Yeah.
And I don't want to vote on something that I didn't do the research on.
Right. And I think, you know, before us too, our previous generations, you know, you voted the party lines that you grew up with. You know, your parents were either Democrats or Republicans, and that's what you grew up voting for, and that didn't really change with your own voting records. It's what you believed. Whereas our generation, I think, is questioning a lot more of things, and we're not voting the same way that our parents did. And, you know, we don't want to vote uninformed. So, yeah, we're just not voting instead.
There's a lot of people that don't really want to identify with either party because, yeah, you're either you have to pick a side, and a lot of people don't want to pick a side. A lot of people don't want to say, I am a Democrat, I am a Republican, but I think there's a lot of ideas Republicans are correct on or more correct than Democrats, and then vice versa. I also believe there's certain Democratic policies we should be abiding by more so than what the Republicans think.
And I wouldn't necessarily say that people our age don't say, okay, I don't identify with traditionally Democratic or Republican views. I don't think that's the issue. I think with the politicians that we've seen and, you know, the articles that have come out and the corruption that we've seen within politics, it's I don't want to identify myself to those candidates. It's not I don't want to identify myself to that belief system and what they traditionally stand for. It's the politicians that are representing those sides of the argument. You know what I mean? Because they might not necessarily be trustworthy. And I think, yeah, our generation is questioning that and isn't just willing to put up with whatever, you know, Washington wants to put out to us.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like part of this is outreach by these candidates, by these parties, and kind of failing to get that message to you. But then there's the other part of it, right, where people would say, you know, become informed then, right? If you believe in this process, what's your response there?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of truth to that, and it's something to think about. And I do think that you should, you know, become informed. But on the other side of that, I think it's, you know, hard again for college students just because of the culture that we're in. It's not necessarily focused on, as well as the sources that people are going to. You know, we've grown up with technology and the internet and all of this information around us 24/7. So I think it's really hard for us to distinguish what is true and what's not true because we've just grown up with such an influx of, you know, information and technology and all of this stuff that the lines just get blurred, whereas older generations didn't grow up that way. So that I think it's easier for them to distinguish, you know, what is actual news and what's not.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're both a little disenfranchised with the system. Do you think in the future you'll vote when you're older and you know, more stable in your lives, I guess?
Definitely. I mean, I believe in politics. I believe in our, you know, our democratic system. I love it. My major is business law because I want to go to law school and I want to end up in politics or helping our community in some way in a government aspect. I really do believe in that system. I just think we've kind of hit a roadblock right now and we're figuring out our way around that. But I definitely will be politically active, you know, in the future. And it's something that's very important to me. It's just at this point in time, it didn't work out.
All right. Jamie Keener and Jacob Montgomery, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
On the other side of the spectrum here is Maria Mendez. She is something of a voting anomaly. She's young, just a freshman in college, and she's Latina, both of which statistically mean she's much less likely to vote. But Mendez rejects that notion, and to prove it, she's been knocking on doors with BATSTA, a Latino advocacy group here, for the past month, urging her community to show up at the polls and make their voices heard. I caught up with her earlier this morning and asked her what's motivating her.
The reason why I did this was because As an immigrant, I want to make sure that we have change in our community, and it's time for us to make that change. And our Latino community has been afraid to vote, but it's time for the change, and I know we can make that happening. So we went out there and we started knocking on doors. We started educating our people to make sure that they knew that their vote does matter and that their voice does matter, and that they can be the change that they want to see.
Tell us a little bit about what the experience has been like. What kinds of responses have you gotten from people?
Well, we've been knocking on some doors that any of the candidates don't normally knock. And when we go out there and we educate our people, they normally get excited because they usually don't get that. So when we go out there and we start telling them like everything that they can change and how their voice does matter and how we need their vote, they usually get really excited and they're really supportive because they do want to make a change. Just some of them don't know how to.
So I want to ask you a question specifically about your age group. If you've talked to some young people like you, college students like you, traditionally they vote in pretty low numbers, and that seems to be a little bit up this time, but doesn't seem to be changing a ton at this point, at least. So I wonder what it is that you hear from people of that age group.
Yeah, we had a lot of teens that really want to vote, and they're out there making sure that their friends vote and helping them through the process.
Have you heard from any teens on the other side of that issue who say, you know, I'm not going to vote for whatever reason?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have both of them, but it's mostly teens that really want to make a difference in our community. And those that don't want to vote usually get talk to somebody that does want to vote, and then their whole their whole mind, like, changes after you talk to them and explain to them, like, what's happening and how they can impact our community. They really want to make that difference.
Do you think that young people like you often feel like they aren't going to make any difference, though?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we normally think that our vote doesn't matter and why should we vote if everything's going to stay the same, but when we all come together, we can make things happen.
What was it for you that changed your mind on this and that convinced you to not only vote, but to get out there and try and convince other young people to vote?
Our community has been scared to vote or, like, don't know how to vote. So for me to be out there knocking on doors and making sure that people vote. So I've been out there knocking on doors, making sure that people know what they're voting for, that people know that they can change something.
All right. That's Maria Mendez. She is a freshman at Glendale Community College, and she has been canvassing for BASTA Arizona. Maria, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about this morning.
Thank you.